Welcome to everybody to our very first podcast of the Co-Ed League. My name is Sumer. I'm here with my partner, Hadley.
Hello.
Hadley, how are you doing today on today's fine day?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just so ecstatic that we are finally here. It's taken a lot of hard work to get to our very first podcast. Yes, we are the Co-Ed League. We will be going through every week the world's top sports stories and analyzing them. A little background on myself. I'm a senior at Temple University studying sports management. Podcast has always been a dream of mine, and this is just a way for me to really get going, and I'm just excited to continue to start this journey. Hadley, why don't you tell the audience about yourself?
So I'm the same thing, senior at Temple University studying sport and recreation management, along with my partner, Sumer. I'm originally from New Jersey, and I'm just excited to start off this podcast.
Yeah, I didn't say where I was from. I'm from Virginia. So, no, I'm not from this area. If you know where Temple University is, it's in Philadelphia. So, yeah, I'm one of the five people on the entire campus that's from Virginia.
I don't know about five people. There's got to be more than that.
Okay, I made up the number. It sounds good. Let's hop right into today's topic. Today's topic, we have a great first topic for you. We are going to talk about parents and kids in sports. And the reason we are really talking about this is Hadley and I recently watched a video called Trophy Kids that was put out by HBO as a documentary. And it talks all about how parents basically use their kids as a way to get their own enjoyment and self-fulfillment out and push their kids through sports. So Hadley, why don't you go ahead and tell the audience about first your experiences with your parents and your sports career, because I know you had a pretty nice sports career.
Yeah, so when I was younger, I participated in soccer, swimming, and then when I got to high school, I did a little bit of track. And all through, my parents were actually very supportive. When I got to high school, they actually came to, like, all of my games, and parents were, like, kind of, like, impressed, and they would always be like, oh, I see your parents are here, or teammates would always be like, oh, your parents are here again and stuff like that. So, like, sometimes it would get annoying when they came to every single game because I would just kind of be like, okay, well, don't you guys have a life outside of me? But other than that, it was really cool and supportive, and I had a very good experience overall.
Do you remember any negative moments? Was there any time you can think of, you know, your mom or dad after a game was either, like, really was on you hard or – just any, do you have any negative moments or no, the positive moments outshine all the negative moments?
Well, it's not relating to me. It's more relating to my sister. My dad was a coach, for my sister's team. And he actually had, like, a big falling out. I was watching the game and he had a big, like, falling out with the other coach, like, on his team. And, like, within that week, they had folded that team, so that was a little intense to watch, but I don't think there's been any other times where, like, my parents have, like, actually gone insane and done anything other than just my mom being like, I know you played bad, or my dad being like, I know you played bad. What about you?
Yeah, so I had a very similar sports career. I played soccer and basketball all my life and then a little bit of football in high school. Again, my parents came to all games. My mom was on the snack committee for every sports team I was on. I don't remember. I remember always wanting to talk to my mom, especially my dad, after soccer games. Like, hey, Dad, what did you think? Because my parents never pushed me and, like, made me feel some type of way. They kind of just were happy to see me playing. And I talked to my dad today. I'm like, Dad, did you ever think I was going to make varsity soccer? He's like, no. Going into freshman year, he's like, no. But he didn't push me. I happened to just push myself, get better, and then make the varsity team and turn into the player I was. And then he was just happy about it and supported me. So I do see, and we all know parents that are too aggressive with their kids and push them too hard. And I feel like it's a lot more in individual sports. In team sports, it's hard because you may be getting treatment from a parent or whatever, but at the end of the day, you know you can't do anything by yourself, especially on a soccer team or a basketball team. So you still have to pass the rock and share the rock. But let's get into the video that we watched, Trophy Kids. Any takeaways from the video we watched today, Hadley? Explain it to the audience a little bit.
Well, basically the documentary, you just kind of went through different parents with their kids and their experiences with each sport and how they treated their kid actually through the sport. Some parents did it differently. One of the dads that had a son that was in football was very aggressive and yell at him and put him in a private school that he didn't want to go to. And so stuff like that was very shown in the documentary, along with just parents being very pushing, almost forcing their kids into sports and yelling and getting very angry when their kids were just trying to have fun, and they're at an age where they're just trying to have fun. So it's just an interesting documentary overall. Along with like experiencing like crazy parents like that in sports, I would say for swimming, that was a little intense sport. Not with my parents, they could care less because I was actually not the best swimmer on the team and I didn't personally care about it. They were just there to watch me have fun basically, even though I was in high school. Some parents would show up with clocks and time their kids. Every time the kid would walk over after a race and the parents would give them discrete things that they needed to talk about, it was just very, like, it was so different from soccer that I was actually participating in, and it was just literally crazy. And I've had some crazy stories about kids having to go home and train and all these different things for swimming. So that's just kind of like my experience and what the documentary, like, how I related those two things. What about you?
Yeah, I never played, like I said, any individual sports. You know, if my dad wanted to talk about, or my parents wanted to talk about how I played, it was how I played, but it still was a team effort. In terms of the documentary, that football player, the dad took him to the side after the game, and it's just is yelling at him in the car, in the back seat, chose not to sit in the passenger seat, making him cry. He gets out of the car. The dad says, no, you can't just decide to get out of the car. Like,
yeah, and that was just a little bit more than sports, too. That was like
the mom said
not
to the
healthy
dad,
parenting.
The mom said to the dad, you're not instilling confidence in him. You're just making him fear you. But somehow the dad thinks, I'm just doing this out of love. Like, I'm doing what I think is best. There's a difference between you saying you don't want your 10th grade son to go to a prom after party because you know there may be drugs and alcohol or something and looking out for them, to, oh, I'm going to yell and scream at this kid and push him and make him train before school for football when he clearly doesn't really want to do that and clearly is not as motivated as you're making him.
Yeah, and I don't even think that was the worst parent. The worst parent was definitely the golf girl's parent. He
Agreed.
Would just curse every single time she made a swing, I guess that's what you call it.
Yeah.
And he would just get so angry and all these different things, and like she would even talk back to him and be like, Dad, stop. And I would too. Jeez, he was just too harsh, way too harsh, especially for the age that she's at. And something interesting that I looked up is I actually looked up where she is now. And she just won some big tournament in California. She's still 14 and she's like kind of young and stuff like that. But it's just crazy how like when she was a kid, her dad saw this talent and all this stuff and pushed her. But you know, she's not amazing for her age right now. She just kind of won a small tournament in California. Well, really a big tournament in California. So it was just interesting to see all that.
Yeah, well, there's going to be a different side to all this, and some people are going to disagree. Do you think at some point, like, you know, it's the parents' responsibility to push them? Because in my opinion, I would say I'm fine with parents, you know, pushing their kids to excel when they're already pretty good at it or something like that. But there's a strict balance. When the kid, like this golf girl is, she was probably like below the age of 9, like 8 or 9.
Yeah, she was 9.
And he's like yelling on this golf course at her and accusing other teens of like doing the wrong things. His other dad was helping his daughter push the cart up, and it's just like, that's a wrong rule. You know, you just take it too far where you don't even make it about the sport and enjoyment.
Yeah. And also just like, there's that scene where he's kind of with a coach and he's talking, like, he's right next to the coach as she's swinging, and like he just keeps talking and talking, and it's like, you're paying for the coach's opinion. If you don't want the coach's opinion and you're just going to stand there, then just don't pay for that. Just save the money and just do it yourself, I feel like. It's almost like, why do you even have to be there? Just let her practice, let her be in her zone kind of thing.
Yeah, I would agree. And so let's transition into, what are your takeaways on seeing the entire documentary and how you may turn yourself in, what kind of parent you would be when your kids are in sports?
Well, from my personal experiences and from the documentary, I would definitely not push as much as these parents did. But one thing that I do like regret my parents not doing is pushing me as much. I'm sure my coach would push me, and sure, you know, my dad wanted to switch teams at some point to be on a better team for soccer and stuff like this. But I knew that there was better teams out there that I probably could have made and probably could have started at a younger age. But my dad was just didn't have the knowledge about it. Neither did my mom. They were kind of, you know, busy working all the time. So it's just like interesting that I'm definitely going to put full effort to see, you know, what level my kid is going to be at. But I'm definitely not going to push them having practice early in the morning, doing all these extra things like pills and you know, all these healthy meals. Like, I'm definitely just not going to do that. I'm going to let my kid do whatever he wants to do and then help him along the way.
Yeah, I feel like I'm very similar. Whether he or she wants to do it, you know, I'm going to push them if they want to. If I see they're excelling, like, I'm going to it's going to be more of a motivation. Like, hey, you can do this. Hey, go do this. Hey, don't be afraid of this. Not, hey, you have to go do this. Hey, you must do this. And if you don't, you're going to get a scream in the car. Because, you know, it kind of sounds like how your parents were just relaxed about everything, didn't have much knowledge, and just supported you, and were just like, great job. Instead of, hey, come on, you can do this. Let's go make this new team. Let's go do this. So, yeah, I know my takeaway is there's a big balance on how far.
Yeah, good word. That's a really good word.
And that's our takeaway from this video. I recommend everyone go and watch this documentary on HBO. It's called Trophy Kids. It's really an eye-opener as to how some parents deal with parenting their kids in sports. I just want to say thank you to everyone for listening to our first podcast.
And I'm Hadley Womacy.
And thank you, guys. I'm Sumer. See you guys later.